Question everything.
Hey guys, welcome back. So this is actually a pre-intro to the actual intro. I just want to give a little disclaimer because I've been noticing some weird glitches that happen every time I have a guest on. You will notice it more prominently in this episode, and it sounds like we're talking over each other, but we're really not. I think it's when I saved the audio from the app I was using to have a guest on that it combined both tracks, so it sounds like we're talking over each other, and for the most part you can understand it, but other parts you're like, what are they saying? So I apologize for that. I tried everything to separate the tracks, but it still sounds awful. So I'm sorry, but I really enjoyed recording this episode with Sanella, and I hope you guys enjoy it, and I hope you're having an amazing Friday. Love you guys. See you later.
Hey guys, welcome back to Question Everything with your girl Kelsey. I hope you guys are doing well and navigating this Mercury retrograde smoothly. Today I have my friend Sanella on from TikTok. She makes TikToks on spirituality, aliens, starseed, CIA files, all of the above. I thought she'd be perfect to have on to learn more about the different kinds of starseeds and talk about the Black Vault CIA files that were just released about a month ago. So I am stoked for this episode because you guys know how much I love talking about our galactic origins. So without further ado, let's welcome Sanella. Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. So introduce yourself. Who are you? What got you interested in these topics?
So my name is Sanella Estrella. I have been on my spiritual journey for almost 7 years now. During quarantine, like the beginning, I saw that everyone started going on TikTok and I was like, no, I'm never going on TikTok. I'm not making dancing videos. But then I downloaded it and I noticed how many people were talking about conspiracies and spirituality and manifestation. And I was like, well, I know a lot. I've been doing this for a while. So I figured that I would kind of start to share my knowledge on those topics, and it just kind of started blowing up from there. And it's been really fulfilling for me to help others kind of understand themselves and the secrets of the universe and stuff like that. So yeah,
I love that. I'm the same way, that it's fulfilling posting this content because people are actually getting something out of it.
Definitely. Yeah,
you have a big following on TikTok now. And you mostly base your content on spirituality, like you said, and all that. So do you believe that we're all starseeds?
There are some people who say that we are all starseeds. I personally don't believe that. I think that we all have a different purpose here. Many of us are starseeds, but there are some people whose soul contracts are here for something else. And we are here to teach them and raise their vibration. So if we were all starseeds, it just wouldn't make sense. We would kind of be almost living in this perfect world, which we are far from it, but we are working towards a better one. So I don't think that everyone is starseed, but I think that a lot of the younger generations are.
Yeah, definitely. Have you heard of the term NPCs?
I have not.
So NPCs are non-player characters. It's just a definition to basically call the non-starseeds. Well, not even the non-starseeds, but some people are basically here placed to test the starseeds. And they're basically non-player characters, which are, I wouldn't say they don't have a soul, but they're just the people who are super asleep and are very in this 3D physical world. And a lot of people on Twitter would call them bots or non-player characters. So yeah, I believe that, because I've said it before on one of my starseed episodes that essentially, like, we could all be starseeds, but then the more I think about it, like you said, it would be a perfect world if we were all starseeds.
Yeah, so we need the polarity in both, or, you know, there would be nothing to learn.
Yeah.
So if we didn't have those people that were really asleep and testing our patients, we wouldn't be learning anything if everybody was, you know, on a high vibration. Eventually, we want to get there, but these people are here right now to test us and help us, you know, find that unconditional love, no matter how hard they're pushing it away.
Yes, I think that's the ultimate test right now.
Yep.
So, do you think that these star seeds come from different extraterrestrial races? Like, do you know the races?
Yeah, so I have been researching into a lot of them. I know that the Galactic Federation has thousands of different species within the Galactic Federation. Some of them have been around for millions of years. It's hard to find information, like a lot of information, whether that's like pictures or channeled messages. The Galactic Federation has a little bit of information on each species, but there are probably like seven or eight that are very well known, and there are four species specifically that seeded Earth during the time of Atlantis and Lemuria. So there are hundreds of millions of those kinds of star seeds here, as well as some other ones. I did make a YouTube video on the four that seeded us. So that was the Pleiadians, the Arcturians, Lyrans, and the Sirians. So those are like the main four that people usually identify with. But there's also Andromedans, Orion star seeds, there's Blue Avians. So there's a multitude. So I always tell people if none of those resonate with you, there are literally thousands of species. So you could be a starseed and you might just not know what your origins are. And it's almost impossible to find out every single one unless you really channel that from yourself or from your guides.
Have you channeled which one you come from?
So I know that I am Pleiadian and Arcturian. I feel more drawn to Arcturian. I know that one of my guides is an Arcturian, but also one of my guides is a Lyran. I don't think that I'm a Lyran, but that's kind of when I met my Lyran spirit guide, that was what kind of made me go down this rabbit hole of star seeds.
Wow. Can you talk about that experience of meeting your guides?
Yeah, so I was doing a guided meditation to meet your spirit guides, and I was like, man, I'm not seeing anything. This kind of sucks. And then I had this vision where I just saw this night sky and it was snowing like very softly. It was so peaceful. And I saw a snow globe that was spinning around and it had a man in it with really long wavy hair. He was super chiseled and he was just like frozen in time in this snow globe and it was spinning. And I'm like, what does this mean? And then I see a huge temple. It was like a Japanese style. And there was a black jaguar Lyran sitting in front, like so big. He was like 20 feet tall.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, wow, okay, this is so cool. Like I totally wasn't expecting to see anything the first time I did this meditation. And I was just trying to, give him a gift, say thank you so much for being here all my life. Like, I'm sorry it took me so long to meet you. I did get his name. His name is Affix. And then I don't know my other spirit guides' names. I know that there is five of them, and one of them is an Arcturian that I saw in another time doing the same guided meditation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was an experience, but learning like what they look like and their names and like being able to communicate with them, knowing that, they're other species and that I came from them. It's been really, really, it's just given me a deeper understanding of myself and who I am. And not just like to identify with that because I don't want to have that sense of identity because that brings back the ego, but
Yeah.
it just helps me kind of find that my place in the world because I never felt like I belonged. Like ever since I was little, I was saying, oh, I'm an alien, like joking about
Me
it,
too.
but
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, ever since I was little, I always talk about this. My listeners know this, that I've never felt like I belonged here. I always loved the stars. I haven't been able to fully meet my guides. Every time I do one of those guided meditations to meet your spirit guides, I've tried so many. I don't know what it is. Like it's not that I fall asleep because when the meditation ends, like I'm fully conscious, but in between, I feel like I drift off into like a hypnosis or something because I'm not aware of anything. And like last night I did one, ironically enough, about meeting your spirit guides. And for like a whole hour, I was gone. Like I don't know where I was. I don't remember anything. And it's been happening more recently. So I'm not sure if like my subconscious is just going under, or I don't know, but it sucks because I've been trying to. The only time I ever did see a guide, I guess you could say, was I saw a dragonfly and he was huge, but he didn't really talk to me. So I'm still working on that. And I know a lot of my listeners ask like all the time to meet their spirit guides or how they can. And I always tell them to keep practicing meditation because it is a practice and you really do have to silence your mind and your ego. But what other tips do you have?
So I would say just keep trying. The first time I did it, I really didn't get a lot of answers. That was my first time doing the meditation. But in the process of trying to meet your spirit guides, don't just do it through meditation. Like really look out for the signs that they're sending you, the angel numbers, the synchronicities. You can ask them questions like while you're just going about your day. Always center yourself before you try to contact them and make sure that you ask for your spirit guides of the highest vibration so you don't let anything else in. When you start seeing these synchronicities, you start noticing the ringing in your ears, you start paying attention to what is going on around you when these signs are being brought to you. Just say thank you for the sign. You know, you might not always know what it means in that context, but you can always ask them like for a clear message. You can ask them for a literal thing that you do understand if you need like a solid answer. Like there's this book on manifestation about how to manifest a blue feather, and you'll see how fast it manifests into your life. So you can literally ask for things like that. Like when I was in Florida, I was asking for a sign and I was like walking on the beach and I asked my spirit guides a question. I'm like, can you send me a seagull feather if, you know, XYZ? Mm-hmm. And I was walking on the beach. I figured I would see a seagull feather, you know, did not see a seagull feather. And then later that night, I was walking to a restaurant and I looked down by my feet and there was a seagull feather.
Oh, wow.
So they will give you what you're asking for if you're not understanding the signs that they are sending you. But the more you like make that connection and say thank you, that connection will become stronger. And through meditation, just keep practicing, you will start getting more answers that way.
Yeah. Funny enough, like in real life, I actually do that. I do ask for signs. So they're very communicative. I think that's how you say it, communicative. In real life, like I always do the same thing. I ask for signs and they're very receptive. Like the other day, this is probably the craziest one I've had, but I've had pretty crazy ones. But I was like, show me a pink car if XYZ. And I also know that you can't focus on it. You know, you can't look for it. It has to come to you.
Right.
So it actually didn't come to me that day. But the next day I was again driving on the same road and I saw a pink car and I was like, are you serious? Like, oh my God.
That's crazy because you really don't see many pink cars driving around.
So I love that. And I get so excited. And yeah, I'm always grateful for the signs. And another thing that they do with me too is they put songs in my head. I don't know if that happens to you.
That happens to me all the time.
Like I was in the shower and I was asking about a boy, of course. And I was like, just show me a sign. Come on. And they put Let It Go by Frozen in my head. I was like, you guys got jokes. You guys are funny.
They are jokesters. I feel like they really have a sense of humor. They kind of mess with you that way. But it just kind of builds that relationship even stronger because it's like your friends or your family. You would joke around with them or be a little sarcastic sometimes. So
yeah. And I was like, I haven't seen Frozen or heard that song in so long, so I knew it was them. I was like, you guys are funny. So we know that these beings, the ones that are our guides, are of light, but do you know if any of the star seeds or any of the Galactic Federation also have malevolent beings? Because I always talk about this. I'm like, not all of them have benevolent beings. It's like, it's the polarity. You have to have equal good intake. But what is your take on that?
So like with anything, there's good and the bad and there's bad and the good. So there are species that are more bad, but they have good beings within them. So it's kind of like people, like humans as a whole, you can't really say that we're good or bad because it's kind of like really split right now. But there are some species like the reptilians, they have a really bad rep. And, you know, they're known to be bad and abduct people and other things like that. But there are also reptilians that are working towards their 5D consciousness. Mm-hmm. It goes both ways because you can't have something that's all bad, but you also can't have something that's all good. like on Sirius B. The Sirians are high vibrational beings. They're benevolent, but there are some corrupt beings from Sirius B that want to gain control through manipulation and corruption. So it goes both ways. There are many species that could be considered quote unquote bad. But I try not to get into them on, you know, my TikTok or my YouTube because I don't want to scare anyone. I know that there's like a lot of young people on TikTok and there's a lot of people that are just starting their spiritual journey. I don't want them to start thinking like, oh my gosh, what if I'm this? It doesn't matter if you are that. What matters is that you are here and that you are aligning with your purpose to help create a better world.
Yeah, exactly. I think the only reason I bring that up is because I always get people saying, well, in the Bible, they say that all alien species are fallen angels. And I mean, that whole topic in itself with the Bible is just crazy because there's so much misinterpretations and stuff. But I've been trying to say the same thing. I'm like, if there can't be just one set of evil beings, it has to be an equal good and equal evil. But how would you protect yourself from the lower vibrational beings?
I think that's something really good to practice, protecting yourself. I do this every single day, whether I'm going to the grocery store or, you know, I'm just laying in my bed getting ready to go to sleep, is I put myself in a bubble of light. You can do any color, and I start mine as a golden light shield. And then eventually I imagine that that is turning into like a golden armor. So when you pair that visualization with the intention that you are divinely protected, that your guides and your angels are looking out for you, that becomes more solidified and strong. Also, not focusing on the bad entities or, you know, like lower vibrational habits and thoughts, that also protects you in a way, because when you're not focusing on it, it's not manifesting into your life, if that makes sense. It's kind of like if you open your third eye prematurely and all of your thoughts are negative, you are going to see more and more negative, lower vibrational entities rather than, you know, your guides or angels, or have these really beautiful visions, you might see something scary. So it kind of goes both ways. Where your thought goes, your energy flows.
I wish you could see my face right now, because I've told this story so many times, but when I opened my third eye, I was in the most depressing state ever. Like, I just had gotten out of a heartbreak and my mental health was just down the drain, and I opened it and I saw so many low vibrational beings, and so many of them were telepathically communicating with me in my head. And yeah, it was not good. That's why I always tell everyone, do your shadow work, like work on yourself before you have to be ready for it, because
definitely.
And fear is a low vibrational state of being. So that will open.
Absolutely. It's the lowest. Mm-hmm.
So it will allow these beings to just attach to you.
Yeah. I'm sorry that you went through that. That is really scary.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's all good now, because now I feel like we all go through multiple awakenings.
Oh,
it's not a one and done kind of thing. But I went through my second awakening, and then I started more on my shadow work and healing, and I'm so much better now. But I feel like those things too give you a good lesson and help you grow in your spiritual growth.
Oh, definitely. I feel like the second awakening is also always so much more intense. Like, my second awakening was like, it just through the roof. It was awesome. I'm grateful for it. But I feel like my first one was more slow. And then this second one was like, whoa, okay, I'm here. We're going to fight.
Yeah, let's go. What happened during your second awakening?
My second awakening came after a really kind of manic state in my life. I was really, really depressed. And I think during that time, I ended up closing off my third eye just because I was so sad and I had no will to keep going in life. And when I got myself out of that situation, that was when I had my second awakening, and that I realized, you know, that I can create my own reality. Because my first awakening kind of happened on accident. I was just doing chakra work, and then my third eye started opening, And it was, I mean, I was ready for it, but I was still in these very 3D habits and state of mind. So when I had my second awakening, I really like unlocked this manifestation power and, you know, this unconditional love aspect. And then after I went on my first ayahuasca journey in July, everything just started going so fast. Like I got all the healing and the secrets that I needed. And I just feel I've never been the same. Like I can't go back to the way that I thought before, ever. I don't think
so. Whoa, you did ayahuasca. Now I got to know about that.
Yeah. So I did mine during COVID, actually. I've been wanting to do it since I was 18. And, you know, I never thought that I would get the chance because I had to go to Brazil or Costa Rica. And I'm like, oh, that's going to be so expensive. And I'm scared to go to the jungle with a stranger, you know. So both of my parents did it in the States. There is a place in Florida that operates as a church, which makes it 100% legal to do ayahuasca in the United States. So my dad just got back from his, and my mom had done it already twice. And she was like, okay, it's your turn now. And I was like, okay, let's go. I was so nervous, but also really excited. And it's never not nerve-wracking. Like there was a guy there who, it was his 75th ceremony. And he said that he's still scared every single time that he's about to drink the medicine.
Holy crap.
Yeah. He was a little bit older, but 75 is still a lot. But honestly, it's like my first ceremony was really, really hard, but it was like having a lifetime of shadow work within 5 hours. So it is very, very intense, but it was also the deepest healing that I've ever received in my entire life. You cannot put a price on that type of healing. If the entire world did ayahuasca, the world would be a different place completely.
Wow, I want to try it so bad. And I might have to go to Florida. That's so cool that your parents did it.
Yeah, before me too, surprisingly, which is crazy to me. But
are they spiritual as well?
So my mom is really spiritual. She had her spiritual awakening probably a year and a half before mine. And I totally thought she was bugging. I was like, what is this lady on? I was very three-dimensional mindset. And I was like, what is she on? And then a year and a half later, I started randomly having an interest in crystals and mandalas and chakra healing. I'm like, where is this coming from? And later she told me that you do not choose to go on your spiritual journey. Your guides decide when it is time to spark that interest in you, which totally makes sense because it really comes out of nowhere. Like, where do you start getting this interest in like, oh, you know, I want to stop shopping and just be nice to everyone, even the people who are mean to me. Yeah. You know, like, where does that come from? Yeah. So my mom is also spiritual. My dad is open to the ideas, and we just kind of, you know, bombard him with all of these like crazy ideas and interpret his dreams for him. But he isn't like on the level that, you know, we're into it on, but he's very open. So I'm very grateful that I've had like my family to share my journey with, because it is very, very lonely in the beginning when you are having a spiritual awakening and everyone just thinks that you're crazy.
I love that. Yeah, my parents are the same way, except for my dad is not as open. Like, he's getting there. And I tried to talk more about the psychology things, like the ego and stuff. So maybe he'll like inch towards it. But me and my mom are like the same way. So maybe I'll take her to do ayahuasca. That's a good idea.
Yeah, she and I actually went together, and it was really awesome to have my mom there. But if you guys have never done it before, I recommend that one of you go first, because if you are both doing it for the first time, it might be a little bit distracting in your journey, because either one of you or both of you could be worried about what's happening in each other's minds.
That's true. Yeah.
If that makes sense.
All right. So going back to starseeds, I just have a question about space, because I've been seeing a lot of people talk about how outer space is fake because the moon landing was fake and the moon is fake and all these psyops. But I mean, I know the alien species are named interdimensional beings for a reason. So do you think space is another dimension? And what do you think our space actually is? Or like, what are we looking at, you know?
There is a lot of theories around space, around the moon. Do I think that we've been to the moon? No, yeah. I really don't. But there are some people who say that the Arcturians have bases on the moon, and then that's how they stay so close by and kind of watch over us. So that kind of gives me a different idea about the moon. I don't think that the moon is fake. It might be. It's there, but... You know, when I heard the thing about Arcturians, I kind of was like, okay, well, how would they be there? But I mean, then again, they are interdimensional beings. So when they travel here, some of them actually got stuck here. There was a story, I don't remember if it was the Andromedans or the Sirians who were traveling here. So when they're in these higher dimensional densities, like 6, 7, 8, 9D, they have to lower their consciousness to come into our dimension between 3 and 5D. So in that happening, some of the ETs weren't able to raise their vibration back, and they ended up getting stuck here. So it is kind of like an interdimensional travel. And people say, like, about UFOs, oh, you know, like, we can't fly that fast to be going to different galaxies and stuff. There's no way. And I'm like, what? You know, like, a lot of these UFOs are conscious beings. They're like half machine and half like living organisms. So they have a consciousness that they can raise or lower their consciousness to pierce the veil of these different dimensions and travel. That's how they do it. So is space real? I don't know. To some extent, yes. But I guess we'll never really know. We have only explored less than 1% of space. So yeah. And even if we did, I don't know that I would believe it. A lot of the stuff that's in, you know, science, I'm like, I don't know about NASA either. Yeah. Oh my gosh. No way. No.
Nazi scientists. No, thank you. The only reason I mentioned that the moon is fake is I actually made a whole episode on it. Not that the moon is fake, but do you know David Icke? Okay. So David Icke, he talks about reptilians, that's how I know about all the reptilians. And he talks about everything and how we live in a matrix and the vaccines and everything. And then also, do you know who Elizabeth April is? So I watch her videos, and she's talked about how the moon is fake as well. And she's astral traveled there. And not that it's fake, but it was built. So it was built as a base for these beings. And the Galactic Federation actually has meetings there inside. And like you said, there's beings there. Someone else said, I think it was David Icke, that on the dark side of the moon, that's where some of the reptilians have a base as well.
Yeah, that does make sense. That resonates more with like what I have been reading. That it is man-made.
It's crazy. I don't want to believe that space is fake, but I don't know. Because also, like, what is astrology? Like, what are these planets? Like, if the space is fake, then how are we, you know, aligned with these planets? But at the same time, like, we're starseeds. Right. I don't know. So many questions.
We don't have enough. We don't have enough information to really have a solid answer if space is real or not. So right now, I'm going to just say that idea is up in the air. I'm open to the idea, but I also don't really want to like dismiss astrology and all of that.
Question everything.
Exactly.
All right, let's get to the juicy stuff. So I saw you posted TikToks about the CIA files that were just released. What do you know about them?
Right. So a lot of them is just really stories of UFO sightings from all over the world. And a lot of people have been coming at me saying, oh, these aren't real. They only happen in America. And I'm like, did you even watch the video? Like, there's some that happen in Russia, in Antarctica. And we aren't the only ones that have military bases in Antarctica. I was reading this one story that a group of different colored saucers were spotted in Antarctica by British, Argentine, and Chilean bases in Antarctica. And this was like in the 50s. So this is a whole nother thing, but there is some theories that the saucers are coming from inside.
Yeah.
That's a whole another theory that we could get into another time. But yeah, so there's weird stuff happening in Antarctica. In Russia, there was a story that I read where a huge group of people, like an entire town, this happened in Moscow, Russia, they saw this thing flying in the sky that was like a circle shaped, and it was like a bright star. They were calling it a star, but then it was emitting light rain, like rays of light that looked like rain into the earth. And then the shape of the star went into Medusa. And this was kind of confusing because Medusa in Russian means octopus, but obviously, in mythology, Medusa is the girl with the snake hair. So that was a little bit confusing there. So I don't know. Either way, going from a circle into an octopus or the shape of Medusa is crazy. That's obviously not from Earth. And then they said that it stayed there in that shape for 10 minutes, and then it went back into a half circle and just disappeared. So I don't know what they were doing, what kind of light they were sending into the earth. Were they making crop circles? I don't know what was going on, but it to say that that is from Earth is just it's just dense. And then something else that I thought was interesting, there was a bunch of letters going back and forth. It was really hard to read because these are so old, and I think that they purposely make some of them hard to read because the documents are already so heavily redacted. But also, they're written on a typewriter and it's just like ink bleeding. It's super hard to read. But from what I could decipher, there was this man called Leon Davidson, and there was letters going back from two men trying to stop Leon Davidson from releasing this information. So he was releasing a lot of information on UFOs, I guess, and the letters going back and forth were saying like, he's causing like a public outcry, and like people are going manic about this. And the further I looked into Leon Davidson, he was friends with Carl Jung, and he adopted this principle from him that benign aliens have been visiting Earth for millennia. Which, when you look into starseed origins, you will see that many of the species have been coming here long before humans even existed, and that they are working with them and giving them information throughout the years. So it does align with that. It didn't directly say, like, oh, our star origins have been visiting us for millennia in the UFO documents. Obviously, they're going to take out as much information as they can about these beings, but from what I connected the dots with, that is what I got. So I thought that was crazy, and obviously I know this already, but it just kind of solidified it even more for the people that that need the government to tell them that aliens are
What
real.
year was that?
Those letters going back, I believe, were from 1953. I could be wrong on the year, but it was somewhere in the 50s,
I've
early
noticed a
60s.
trend that everything alien related is post World War II and pre Kennedy or during that time. And I just find that so strange. Like, I feel like World War II. Well, also, there's another theory that because World War II brought the atomic bomb or around that area, that's when the starseeds or like the alien beings were like, oh, we got to go down there and help them.
Yeah, time to interfere before they literally destroy the
Yes.
entire
Oh
planet.
my gosh. So, have you read the CIA files about Nikola Tesla?
I haven't, but I've been hearing a lot about them. And that Nikola Tesla is actually an alien, which totally makes sense. How would he have this technology? And it sucks that, he didn't really get a lot of credit until after he died, because they didn't want us to know about this information or about this technology that we could possibly have access to. But it totally makes sense that he's
When
an
I
alien.
read that, I was like, wow. And I mean, there's so many people now. I mean, there's a lot of skeptics everywhere, but there's a lot of people that are saying that everything that the CIA releases to us, whether it's these disclosures or old documents, that they're just psyops, they're just psychological operations to make us think that we're discovering something and make us go down the wrong path. But at the same time, my podcast is called Question Everything. So question everything. And I believe that with Nikola Tesla, like the fact that he wasn't talked about in school, which is so weird. Like Albert Einstein was talked about, but not Nikola Tesla. It just doesn't, it makes more sense that they would keep it from us and then we would discover it. But I don't know. I mean, everything could be a psyop.
Absolutely. Yeah, and there's a reason that he wasn't talked about in school. Well, at least in the United States. Like, Nikola Tesla is actually from the same country that my parents are from. So in their
Oh,
school,
wow.
they do learn about him. But in America, our school system was made
Yeah.
by,
Rockefeller.
rich people, Rockefeller. Yeah. And even further by, Pfizer. And it's just meant to keep us in that 3D mindset, in this matrixical cycle. And that's why we don't learn about things that could really, make us
Yeah.
raise our
Do
consciousness.
you think that they're disclosing all these documents now for Project Bluebeam, or like why? Because all of a sudden, I feel like within the last 4 months, they've been releasing more and more and more things about aliens, about the Galactic Federation and everything. And I just, everything that's in the media, it gives me the ick. Like, I don't trust anything about the media. So I just don't understand.
Definitely. I definitely think that it has something to do with Bluebeam, and it's weird because within a matter of months you have these documents coming out. You have the ex-Israeli space chief talking about the Galactic Federation. You have the Canadian Prime Minister talking about that there's 80 known species that we know of. I don't think it's a coincidence that this is all happening at once, but I am questioning if there is some like conflicting sides to this. Like, Bluebeam obviously is not going to be, they're not real beings coming here. It's a scare tactic to make us hate ETs and think that they're all bad and that they all want to kill us. And I think that that's to prevent us from raising our consciousness and having this mass awakening, because the more people that you awaken, the harder we are to control, and that is the government's worst nightmare. So I'm asking, like, I kind of made this theory on my own, is that the CIA really is releasing these documents to make us scared. But then you have the ex-Israeli space chief talking about the Galactic Federation, and a month later he's being completely shot down and discredited, that none of that exists and that he is just crazy and none of that happened. So I'm wondering, like, if he is trying to kind of interfere and like make people aware that no, that's not what's actually going on, like when Bluebeam actually happens, if it does still happen. And also the Canadian Prime Minister, like, does he have something in on it? Because he talks about the Nordic Whites, which is the Pleiadians, and that they already live here and that they're peaceful and benign. They don't want to take over our planet. They want to help us. So I feel like there is some conflicting sides. Obviously, we kind of have to use our own discretion to see like what is true and what is not. But I do believe in Bluebeam, obviously. And I don't know. I really don't trust the US government. So I feel like other parties are kind of trying to intervene, sprinkle a little information so that we can have a better idea of what is actually going on. And I feel like a lot of people know about Bluebeam now. So like if it even does still happen, there will be enough people that are like, no, this is fake. Like, this isn't real,
Yeah,
So
that was also
yeah.
a question I had. Like, because so many people are aware of Bluebeam now and what it really is, do you think they would just change the timeline and not do it anymore or bring something else? Because we're already waking up to the fact that they're doing this on purpose. I mean, I know the majority are still asleep, but most of us know that that's fake. It's going to be fake for a reason to make us think that they're our enemy. But yeah, I don't know.
Right. So, that's a really good question that I don't know, because when a lot of these Bluebeams started coming out again on TikTok, TikTok immediately shut them down. They changed their community guidelines, and one of them was very, very specific to Bluebeam. It was like, you can't talk about conspiratorial theories that cause like public panic or like fear mongering, like of fictional events that may take place in the future. And I was like, okay, that was like weirdly specific. This is obviously about Bluebeam, because it was right around the time that all of this started coming out again. Like, a lot of people were channeling this message. A lot of people were having these dreams that this is going to happen. Obviously, a lot of people know about Bluebeam through Stephen Greer, but 2021 was supposed to be the year that it happens, which would make sense with all of the information coming out in 2021. Someone responded to my video talking about Bluebeam, saying that, she's a channeler and she's a psychic, and she got a message that we are on a good timeline right now and that Bluebeam might not happen. But with all this information and all of these people knowing that it's real, it's really hard to say, like, if they're going to just like switch up the plan or just kind of push it back to make it seem like, okay, all of these people that were saying that this is going to happen in 2021 are just crazy and like totally discredit all of those people. And then who knows, maybe it'll happen the next year. Maybe they're planning something else. But I feel like their cover is kind of blown now. So, but then again, for the mass majority of the people, they have no idea what this stuff is. I feel like we think that the spiritual or like woke community is way bigger than we think it is, because that's like all that we are involved with. But when you go out into the real world and you talk about these things, you know, people kind of look at you like you're crazy. But then again, there are a lot of people, like people that I've gone to high school with or worked with in the past, like have been finding my TikTok and they're like, wow, I think this is so interesting. Like I've been showing like my friends or my family, like we love hearing about this and learning about this. And it's just like people that I would never expect to be into it. So that just goes to show that we are still in process of having this mass awakening, and maybe we'll go to a better timeline and it won't happen at all. But
yeah, I love that. I love that people that aren't interested in this stuff are coming to you or finding your TikToks. That happened to me too. When I was talking about the conspiracy theories about Pizzagate and stuff, I guess someone posted my videos on Facebook, and you know, Facebook shares everything. So my friend texted me, who I haven't talked to in so long, and he was like, "Is this you?" And I was like, "Oh God." I was like, "Yeah, it's me." That's funny. And that's funny that TikTok said that you were spreading fear mongering and stuff when the news does that every single day.
Oh my God. Yep. That is literally what the news is for. That's Have you ever seen any good news on the news?
I mean, maybe when a cat gets saved from a tree or something, but it really is all fear. Yeah. So you mentioned that you don't trust the U.S. government, as no one should. But do you think that the reptilians are behind the government? Or because I know that not everyone in the government is bad. And I know that there are some good starseeds or good benevolent beings that are trying to help us within the government. I know that's so crazy to think, but there are some people who are on our side in there. But do you think it's definitely the reptilians or a different species?
So reptilians are like the most well known for being like in these elitist positions that are corrupt, but you also have draconians. Reptilians can shapeshift into anything. So they can look like a human and you would have absolutely no idea. There is a whole speculation around the royal family in England being reptilian. So I wouldn't be surprised at all if the same thing was happening within the higher ups in our own government. And I honestly, I like the Illuminati and like the elitists, it's, in my opinion, it's definitely
that. Oh, no. You don't. Trust me. I talk about crazy things.
But I definitely do think that they have influence, and that's the bad ones. Like I said earlier, there are good reptilians that are trying to do the same thing that we are and move to a 5D state of mind. But like that's why they have a bad rep, is because they are kind of doing these things and trying to gain control through manipulation.
I mean, the reason they do have a bad rep is it goes back to like the ancient texts, because of the Anunnaki, the Draconians, and all that. And do you know anything about the ancient texts?
I don't know about the ancient texts, but I do know like the Anunnaki with Mesopotamia and the enslaving
Do you think that
and stuff like that? So I don't know which text you're referring
to. There's
so
many. The Sumerian ones is the ones that I've been recently studying. But do you think that humans came from these beings? Like, do you think that we came from a monkey or like Adam and Eve, or like, I don't know? Because also when I was watching this documentary on Gaia, they were talking about the Sumerian text, and they were saying how the Bible misinterpreted Adam and Eve and the snake was really a reptilian, and that created the humans and were genetically modified. And I mean, we do have a reptilian brain. So yeah. I mean, what are your thoughts?
So I don't believe in evolution. I do believe that we were seated here. So with the Sumerians, I do think that the Anunnaki took like a Neanderthal and took some Anunnaki DNA and just genetically modified to make humans so that they could enslave them. But it's hard to say, because that story kind of conflicts with how we came from Atlantis and Lemuria by, you know, those four species that I mentioned earlier. So those came just through reincarnation. But the Sumerians, they have these ancient blocks that literally document the Anunnaki's being there and teaching them these things. So it's just, it's kind of conflicting. But then again, these happened on different areas of the earth. So I think that this could explain like our different skin colors. And because people say that the Anunnaki were black, and they say that this is where black skin came from, and that beings with white skin are literally aliens, like they're not from here. I mean, if you look at it this way, we technically all are aliens, but the Sumerians were made on Earth, whereas like humans from Atlantis or Lemuria, they were made in the stars before coming here. So it's just kind of hard to say. I know that that has more evidence, historical evidence with the Anunnaki than like Atlantis or Lemuria would. So again, it's kind of like question everything in that situation, because I don't know if those go hand in hand or if they're two completely separate, different
theories. The documentary actually mentioned the Atlantis and how even in Greek mythology, how they have, what are the gods' names? The one with the fork. I totally blanked.
Poseidon.
Yes. But they think that all these different stories are actually just one big story, but everyone has a different way of interpreting it. So basically Osirian is actually a being, and in the Christian Bible, it's actually the devil. Like it's actually Satan because of the fork, and they all like coincide, but the way that they're told or the way that they're interpreted are different. So that's why it confuses everyone. Like, what does this mean? And totally. I mean, I totally believe it, that we are not actually humans, or we're actually made from alien species.
Yeah. There is, I don't know if you've heard about Rh negative blood type.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know a whole lot about this, but there is some speculation around that the Rh negative blood type comes from aliens. Like it doesn't go with our human DNA. Like it just doesn't match at all. Like where would this mutation come from, where it just does not match? It's not fitting in. And there is a lot of speculation around people with the Rh negative blood type being aliens. And I don't know which species that might come from, whether that's like reptilian or Pleiadian, when that's like our missing link. But you know, there's just so many things to back that a lot of us are not fully human, if any of us at all.
I mean, Elizabeth talked about how she dated a reptilian a couple of years ago. And that means that they're not just in the higher ups. They're not just in high positions. They're actually among us, which is a little frightening. Right. But at the same time, that's why we should all practice protection and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. But I'm not surprised. You know, there are everyday people that are just feeding off of us and testing our patience.
I mean,
we got to work.
The media
them,
so does a great job at them. Eating, not eating us, but like eating our fear, because like they feed off fear. So that vibration. And have you seen the glitches on the media of like the reptilians?
Oh my God. Yes. Queen Elizabeth with her eye and the politician. I don't remember his name. I think he was standing next to
Obama. Oh my God. Yes.
He had the razor sharp teeth. Yeah. People can say whatever they want. I think that Queen Elizabeth is a reptile for sure. She was having a disguise malfunction.
Wait, when was that?
I don't remember what event this was, but if you like search on YouTube, Queen Elizabeth like reptile eye, it will show her at some event. It was a huge event, and she was wearing like something like to cover her face, kind of, but her entire eye was black, and they said that her eye was bloodshot, but it did not look bloodshot at all. It literally looked bulging out.
Oh God.
Like it was from an animal, and the entire, like even the white of her eye was black. It was super scary. So I think she was just having a malfunction, but Yeah, if you have not seen that already, I would definitely look at
That's
it. It is super
crazy. I
creepy.
mean, there's also like news people, like normal people that are just on the media that have glitched too. And I'm just like, do they get like, how do they find these people?
That is so, it's so scary. It just goes to show like how many of them are
Yep.
around us and we have no idea. Because what are the odds of catching
Yeah.
something like that on
Do you
camera, you
remember
know?
in elementary school? I don't know if they ever taught you this, but they taught me this. And I know they taught a lot of people that I know that our blood is blue. And when it hits the oxygen, it turns red. So apparently that's not true.
Right.
And this teacher went on TikTok and she was like, can you guys stop spreading misinformation? Because I guess her kids in her class, her parents were telling. Their parents were telling the kids that, and the kids would ask the teacher, and the teacher was like, no, like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I swear that I remember watching like a Magic School Bus episode about this. Like, my teachers taught us this. Like, what's the purpose of this? Like, did we hop a different timeline?
I did not, I didn't hear any of this not being true because I swear that I learned about this in science class as a kid, that we have our red veins and then we have our blue veins. Some of our main arteries
That's what I'm
are blue
saying.
blood.
That's what I'm
So is
saying.
this a Mandela effect? Like, did we, what?
Oh.
Okay, this is the first time hearing of this. Like, there's all these Mandela effects keep coming out, but like, nothing like significant like that. Like, I remember learning as a
Yeah, me
kid
too.
that our blood was blue until it came out. That's crazy. Wow.
I
Okay.
mean,
New
there's a whole
Mandela
theory
effect.
about how we during the New Year's and the ball dropping lane that we didn't hop or we hop different dimensions. But
Oh, yeah.
I know that the actual New Year's starts in March. I don't know if you know if you knew that, but
Yeah, I've been hearing something about this. I don't really understand. Like, I know that, people are circulating this around like Aries being the first sign in astrology, but I don't understand like how it is
I
the
think
new
it's
year.
when because okay, the Roman Catholic Church is like the ones that are got infiltrated by the evil beings, and that's how all the pedophilia started and all that stuff. But they also introduced the Gregorian calendar, which is the calendar we have by now. So the old calendar, I guess, is when they said that March was actually the beginning of the new year. And I just started connecting the dots to when how lockdown started last year in March and the whole COVID situation, and something always goes down in those months or something starts.
Yeah, it totally
Yeah.
makes sense. Yeah, because I like looking back on the first 2 months of 2020, it was not very different from 2020, or I'm sorry, 2019. So it does make sense. So let's see what
I
else
know. I can't wait
2021 is going to have in
for
store
the
for
next one. Oh
us
gosh.
in March.
All right.
Can't be worse than last year. Or I mean,
I
it
mean,
can be actually much
yeah.
worse, but we'll see.
I think we'll be
I'm
good.
ready.
So I want to ask you some last couple questions about the recent news of what's been going on. I mean, it's not recent because I think the news broke out in like the beginning of January, but it's recent on TikTok and a lot of people are talking about it, about how Armie Hammer is a cannibal.
Armie Hammer?
You didn't hear about it? Oh
I'm sorry,
no.
I really haven't been on TikTok like in the last like week or so. So I have
Well,
not
I
heard
actually
anything
heard
of
about
the
it on
sort.
Twitter first, and then I kept seeing TikTok videos on it. I think the algorithm just saw me looking it up. But basically, Armie Hammer, he's an actor. I didn't even know who he was, to be honest. And
I've
so I
never
looked
heard
it
this name
up, right?
before.
And apparently he was eating people and he was DMing this girl.
Oh,
And
God.
the girl obviously leaked the DMs. And in the DMs, like I found screenshots of the DMs, but he was just like, I want to be a slave to you, or you be my slave. I want to eat your toes. And you make me, yeah, you, I
What?
want. It, he said, I will own you. That's my soul, my brain, my spirit, my body. Would you come and be my property till you die?
Ew, what?
Yeah. And
This is an
apparently, I've
actor? Like,
never
he's
heard
someone
of him.
famous? I've never heard of him, but
Apparently,
oh my God. Ew,
he's
that's so
related
gross. How have I
to
not heard about this?
the, I guess his uncle or his great uncle created Armie Hammer, ironically.
Okay, that's literally what I thought of when I heard
Right?
his name. It sounds like a fake person. Like they just got lazy and didn't want to think of a name. Oh, Armie Hammer. Okay, Armie Hammer. Here's your name. Like, Is he a bot? Is he a reptilian? I don't know. That just seems like lazy.
I think this is another
they could have done better.
But people are actually freaking out about it, and I'm just like, I'm unfazed at this point. It's just gross.
Yeah, that is disgusting. But honestly, like nothing is surprising me anymore. Like the more information that comes out, I'm like, okay, well, what's happening now? What's next?
Oh my gosh! But this article, the title, I just want to read it off because it was. I think they're just trying to normalize it at this point, like how they're trying to normalize pedophilia. But it says the ethical cannibals of the world would like the Army Hammer news cycle to end too. I don't think a lot of people who are into consensual cannibalism would have a foot taco. That's how the article starts.
I'm sorry, ethical? Second of all, consensual cannibalism?
Apparently, there's this other part that says cannibalism is also a symbol of intimacy. In essence, desiring to eat somebody, saying, I want you inside me forever.
Absolutely not. Okay, first of all, if we're talking about like just basic human, you know, physiology, that's not what happens. We're just seeing them forever.
Yeah.
But second of all, that is so weird. Why are they normalizing things like cannibalism? Why not normalize things that are harmless and actually belong in this world? Like, we're still having like people who are transphobic and homophobic and racist, but we're normalizing cannibalism. I can't.
I literally said like, the same thing. Like aliens, hey, it's your girl again. You can take me now. Oh my gosh.
Seriously. I need to have a talk with Galactic Federation. I want to end my contract.
I think they're just trying to normalize it. Obviously, they're putting it in the media. And I just have so many questions. And apparently, there was another story that he was building a hotel, or he was a part of building this new hotel out in the desert in the middle of nowhere. And they found like several dead bodies around it. And I was just like,
oh,
yep.
Yuck.
Yep.
Someone quote tweeted
what I tweeted earlier, and they were like, well, if it's consensual and after they die, I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing. It's like a circle of life. And I was like, what? Excuse me?
What? They have to be one of them.
He's like a spiritual account. So I'm very confused. Yeah.
What? Okay. I mean, I don't want to fetish shame anybody, but this just it crosses the line. Like it's like murder. Yeah. So I mean, This I cannot accept. I'm sorry if you are into that.
It
kind of
makes me think that the reptilians do eat people. So maybe they're trying to just make it normal for them. Right. So it makes sense.
That totally would make sense. If that was the theory behind all of this, it just would make sense. Because right now, it doesn't make any sense, like, for humans to just be doing that. But if it was reptilian...
I saw this other video, too, of this guy who was walking down Hollywood, and I guess he found this number on the ground, and it was, like, call for a good time. So he filmed himself on TikTok, like, calling the number, and the lady answered, and she was like, thank you for calling, I forgot the name, but Association, and he was like, oh, like, and she was, like, asking him questions, and she was like, so you would like to join? And then he was like, yeah. She was like, okay, make sure to come Wednesday, here are the dates and all that, and make sure to bring your own knife and all this stuff, like weird things. And then he was like, wait, ma'am, like what is this, like what association is this? And she was like, it's the cannibalism something association.
Shut up.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Okay, so we have reptilian cults, we have actors who
Scientology.
Are reptilian cannibals. Yeah, what else is going on? This is like all news to me, so I'm just like shocked to the core.
Here's your morning news. All right, let me ask you one more question and then we can wrap it up. So what advice would you give my listeners to those who, I ask everyone this, but to those who don't accept their beliefs or think they're crazy, especially if it's friends and family? I know how hard that can be, but what advice would you give to them?
So are you asking what advice would I give to a spiritual person when their friends and family don't accept their beliefs? Honestly, get on the internet, find that community, because I feel like one of the really important things during your spiritual journey is having someone to share your experiences with. It can be really lonely when people don't understand you. Still, just know that even if someone is judging you or they don't understand and it hurts when it's someone that you love, but just know that you are planting the seed in them to wake up also. Like I said earlier, my mom had her spiritual awakening a year and a half before me, and I totally thought she was crazy, but she planted the seed in me, and I ended up having my spiritual awakening a year and a half later. So just know that it will take time, and, you know, get on Discord, get on Telegram, get on TikTok, you know, just really join in on these communities where you can share your experiences and learn from others, because having that community is so important, especially in the beginning when it feels really lonely. Your spiritual awakening can be really depressing if you have no one to talk to. So I think that you can kind of mitigate those feelings if you, you know, go on the internet and you find these communities. And it's so easy nowadays. So there's no excuse to be alone. Yep, you know, you don't have to do it alone.
I definitely agree. And there's so many people on Twitter that would love to be a part of a group chat.
Oh yeah, Twitter too is a great one. I always forget about Twitter because I don't have one, but Twitter is
amazing. I haven't really been on Reddit too. Are you on Reddit?
Not really. I have one. It's a good place to like read when you find like a conspiracy theory that not a lot of people know about. So, but, yeah, so any of those Discord, Telegram, Reddit, Twitter, just get on any platform that you like. There's a community, a spiritual community everywhere. We are out there.
Alrighty, Sanella, exactly. You want to plug in your social medias?
Yeah, so my TikTok is sanella.estrella, and you can follow me on Instagram at Sanella with three N's, S-A-N-N-N-E-L-A. I might change it to something easier to remember.
Thank you so much for being on. I had so much fun talking to you about aliens, and I'm probably going to have you back on so we can talk about Hollow Earth.
Okay, I am super down. Thank you so much for having me.
This was
super fun.
All right, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you have an amazing Friday, and I will see you next week. Love you. Bye.